KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Straight up at 8 o'clock, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies now and 59 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy and breezy today. The high of 82, winds southwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN Area and State News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Two Pottawatomie County men were arrested last night in Fremont County after the vehicle they were in was stopped for traveling about 124 miles an hour on Interstate 29 near Percival. Fremont County Sheriff's Office and deputies pulled the vehicle over at around 8:10 p.m. near mile marker 14. After they made contact with the driver, 20-year-old Eric Pond of Council Bluffs, deputies observed the strong odor of marijuana coming from the vehicle. And after a search of that vehicle, deputies discovered about 67 grams of marijuana and paraphernalia consistent with the distribution of controlled substances. Property reported stolen out of Omaha was located in the trunk of the vehicle. Pond was arrested for speeding 124 in a 70 zone, reckless driving, theft in the fifth degree, possession of drug paraphernalia, and conspiracy to distribute marijuana. A passenger, 19-year-old Cortez Grinnell, also of Council Bluffs, was arrested for conspiracy to distribute marijuana. State Patrol assisted Fremont County Sheriff's deputies at the scene. The Creston Police Department says two citizens of the community reported thefts that occurred over the past couple of weeks. A man told police on April 25th that his garage in the 500 block of North Walnut Street in Creston had been broken into sometime over the past 3 weeks. Among the items missing was a Watt generator valued at $500, an 18-volt drill valued at $200, a 20-volt saw valued at $200, and a tripod and LED light valued at $50, along with a ventless propane heater valued at $300. On April 24, the man residing in the 400 block of Livingston Avenue reported to Creston Police that sometime over the past week, a non-running riding lawnmower with a 42-inch deck was taken from his property. The mower was valued at $200. The Union County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a Ringgold County man had been arrested Wednesday morning on a Union County warrant for sexual abuse in the third degree. 20-year-old Caden Lee Witt of Redding was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center and later released on $10,000 bond. A Nebraska man was arrested Thursday following a pursuit that began when a trooper from the Iowa State Patrol tried to initiate a traffic stop. The chase entered Tabor on Waubonsie Avenue. Deputies located the vehicle abandoned behind a church located at the intersection of South Street and Center Street in Tabor. Tabor police found a man running north between residences in the area of the Tabor City Park, and he was taken into custody without further incident. The man was later identified as 25-year-old Sean Tesori of Omaha. Tesori was found to be in possession of items stolen from a vehicle in Tabor, as well as items reported stolen from a vehicle in Omaha. The Fremont County K-9 was deployed, and more items were found that were stolen out of both Tabor and Omaha. The vehicle was found to be reported stolen out of Omaha as well. Tesori was placed under arrest for theft in the second degree, eluding, reckless driving, speeding, failure to obey a stop sign, burglary, and two counts of theft in the fifth degree. Additional charges are pending. Mills County Sheriff's Office, Iowa State Patrol, Tabor Police, Fremont County Sheriff's Office, and Fremont County K-9 all participated in the arrest. Firefighters from Tabor and Sydney battled a fully engulfed detached garage fire Thursday just south of Tabor. According to the Fremont County Sheriff's Office, the blaze happened at in the 1300 block of 280th Avenue. Tabor Fire extinguished the flames a short time later. The homeowner advised she believed the fire started near a four-wheeler located in the garage. The garage and its contents were a total loss. The nearby home also received some heat damage from the fire. Well, during a special meeting of the Exira EHK School Board Wednesday evening, the board approved a bid for an air conditioner at the Elkhorn Gymnasium. Superintendent Trevor Miller says they had six different contractors offering a wide range of bids for the project, with the top end coming out at around $310,000. The board chose to go with ACI Mechanical of Ames and their bid of $209,902.
We're going to do our bigger gym that was built in 2001 does not have air conditioning in it, so we've been saving our money and budgeting the last couple of years, and so this summer we're going to try to add air to our gym that was built in 2001 since we don't have a true auditorium or, you know, graduation and other big events are, and it kind of gets warm and humid in there, so we wanted to look at the options and then do some updates.
Miller says there is an expected 8 to 12 weeks to wait to get the equipment. He said also the board passed a resolution Wednesday for an interfund transfer.
As we're moving a little bit of money around, we just wanted to show for the auditor that we were moving some money out of our save account to another account, so that way it's there for documentation. So it's just one of those things, as you're waiting for money, you got to pay a bill to come from the state, you do an interfund transfer, then you transfer it back. But That way, you know, that there's records of it and documentation, especially since Carly's retiring this year as SBO. So that way we want to make sure the new person can answer the question.
Mr. Miller said also that Exira EHK's prom was set for June 13th, depending on if the things are open or closed. And graduation will be both a virtual and drive-through event.
You know, they all have their caps and gowns, and we video them and put together slideshow presentation that can be sent out on our social media. It'll be streamed live on METC. And then our seniors voted on having kind of a drive-through graduation where they get to stop, get out with their family, take pictures, get their diploma, flip the tassel, and go forward from there. So we gave three options to the seniors, and that was the one the majority picked. So trying something different. I feel really bad for our seniors, you know, this year, because life isn't normal. Tomorrow's May 1st. So they should be celebrating their last couple weeks of school. Instead, they've had a lot of things taken from them, and we're just trying to do the best we can for them and make sure they know we're thinking of them.
Elsewhere in area news, Atlantic Public Library Director Michelle Anderson said yesterday the library is working very diligently to be ready to open the facility, but there is not a set date yet to open because they're still waiting on delivery of cleaning supplies that are needed to safely sanitize surfaces and hands when they are open. Once those orders are received, Anderson said the library will be open on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays only, using CDC and IDPH guidelines that are shown in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Among the guidelines are stay home if you're sick, wear a mask or something that covers your nose and mouth when you're in the library. The staff will also be wearing masks. There could be no more than 30 people in the library at any given time. And the library will not serve as a gathering place in the interim for groups or have seating available for more than one person per table. And all material must be returned in a book drop or the lobby. Returned materials will be quarantined for 48 hours and sanitized before being made available on the shelf. The plan will be implemented before the month of May before reevaluating the services and days open. If the library is directed to close again from a state agency or local public health agency, they will close. And an additional note, the summer reading program will still happen in June and July, but it will feel very different from the past years. Anderson says that participants can fill out reading logs online through Beanstack or on paper. There will still be special programs and activities, but again, you will participate from home. More details will be available later this month. If you have any questions, contact Atlantic Public Library Director Michelle Anderson at 243-5466. And the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors will begin reopening county facilities on Monday, May the 4th, with restrictions. The supervisors will take a phased approach to help combat COVID-19 virus and help reduce the spread. Anyone needing in-person services with the county office will be by appointment only. Auditor Stephanie Berg says we strongly encourage residents to continue doing business through email, phone, mail, or by Dropbox, and there will be new safety procedures in place. Anyone that must do business in person is required to make an appointment with the corresponding office at the Montgomery County Courthouse prior to coming to the building. Visitors will be met at the door, and they must wear a mask or face covering before they can enter the building, and they're subject to other PPE requirements. The visitor will also be screened by a county employee with assessment questions that are recommended by the CDC. And the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors will reevaluate those procedures May the 14th to see if the county needs to extend or soften those practices. The news was brought to you this hour by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.